Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, formerly of Cultivating the Lovely. And on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. I feature both a fun mix of guests who I've invited, as well as some hopefully helpful and humorous solo shows centered on things I've learned in my own life. And today, you guys, we are just days away from 2021. Who else is pumped? I mean, I love New Year's anyway. It is my favorite holiday of the year. I love the planning and the prepping and the fresh start and all of the things about New Year's. I am a diehard New Year's fan. But this year, I think it's more exciting than any other year. We just so need 2021. I know it's not gonna be like this magic pill that is gonna make everything better, but it just feels like a really good time to have a fresh start and a brand new year. And today we are talking all about everything that you need to do step by step to make your plans, to set your goals in a time of uncertainty, what that can look like, scaling things down to a little bit different level, thinking about things very differently. I've got some book recommendations and all kinds of stuff. I'm actually challenging Katie to this process. So we are walking through it together. It is a lot of the information that I shared in my recent webinar. If you missed it, here it is, ladies, for you to be able to access free on the podcast. And if you want the PDF guide or the Trello template that I talk about in this episode, then you're going to want to head over to mackenziecoppa.substack.com and sign up for my weekly newsletter. Just by signing up, you're going to be able to get those things straight into your inbox and be able to start utilizing them for your planning right away. I hope this show is really helpful and practical for you guys. If you have any questions about it, I would love to answer them for you. You can get a hold of me on Instagram at Mackenzie Coppa or in our Facebook group. Just search Live Well Anyway on Facebook and you can find it there. But I would also love if you wanted to come over and join us in Patreon. We talk about it in this episode, but we are really diving deep with tracking how we are feeling in January and figuring out our bodies and really trying to make the best go of 2021. Giving each other accountability and encouragement. It is such a wonderful group of ladies, and we would love to have you come be a part of it. We have groups that will be starting up with the new year, so if you really want that kind of concentrated accountability, get to know some other ladies who are doing the same thing, and just really go there and get this fresh start in 2021 that I think we're all needing, you're going to want to come over and join us. So go to patreon.com/livewelltogether, because that's exactly what we are trying to do in 2021. We are tired of being in survival mode. We want to pick ourselves up and live well anyway, and we want to do it together. So come over to patreon.com/livewelltogether. Join us. It is so much fun. I do daily lives. We have a behind the scenes Marco Polo that Katie and I do together. There are just so many fun things. So you're going to want to come over and check it out. Join us. We would love to have you. patreon.com/livewelltogether. But without further ado, let's get on with this episode where I am going to walk you step by step through how to think about creating your plans and goals a little bit differently for 2021. Welcome, Katie.
Hi.
It's our last episode of 2020.
We've all made it. 2020 is almost over.
It's almost over. We're so close. I can't wait for it to be over. And I was thinking about it today. It's not like something magical is going to happen at midnight. You know, it's not like Cinderella, you know, it's last year it was kind of like that. Like we were Cinderella and the clock struck midnight and then everything turned back into a pumpkin and her dress fell off.
Yeah.
You know, all the rest. And so this year it's like, I feel like we're all holding our breath and there's not really anything different between the 31st and the 1st, but man, does it hold a lot of hope.
I am so with you. It feels like there's something ahead. We could be done with this year. We can breathe.
Yeah. And hopefully it's like we are going to be able to, like last year just kept digging farther into the hole. Maybe now we're going to start coming back up out of the other side, even
yes.
as slow as it might be, you know?
Yes.
We're just going to hopefully move forward. And whereas I, you know, we've kind of talked about this before, and what this episode is going to talk about a lot is I think that we have seen this whole thing where people went through like needing to just have comfort and cope and be in survival mode through a lot of 2020. And now that we're heading into 21, people are like, okay, this is not new. We're ready to pick ourselves back up again. We're ready to live well anyway and move forward and create goals again and try to figure out what that looks like. But what my argument kind of is today, and I think I kind of hit on it in an episode a few weeks ago where I had on Robin Conley Downs, and we talked about the feel-good effect, that we do have to think about going about our goal setting differently this year or going into 21 than we have in the past, because there is still so much that is up in the air. There's still so much unknown. We're living with uncertainty, and it's really difficult to define those big visionary things that we're trying to work towards when you don't know what life is going to look like 1, 2, 6, 12 months down the road. And yeah. I know that has been a huge roadblock in my goals for this past year. It just kind of like, you know, you just kind of threw the baby out with the bathwater. Like, just forget it. I'm not even going to try because there's too much unknown. And so I think now we're in that place where it's like, okay, how do we live well within the uncertainty?
Yeah.
You know, I should have been like a pro at that because I lived with a lot of uncertainty for a long time, from, you know, not knowing when I was going to get off my parents' living room floor, to not knowing when I wasn't going to live with my grandmother anymore, to not knowing when the divorce was going to be over. I mean, all of that stuff, I lived in it. And so I'm trying to, I guess I'm going into like access some of like, well, how did I survive? still do okay. So if you've listened or paid attention, I have had a webinar that I have been doing. I did before Christmas, and then I've had a couple this last week of the year. And it is New Year's goal setting and planning in a time of uncertainty. Well, I'm basically going to go over today everything that I talk about in that webinar. We've been going into it much more in depth within Patreon. And so we've been working kind of step by step through it. And we're going to continue to be working on that into the new year. So if you want like the really deep goods and you really want to kind of run with this, you should come join us in Patreon, because we're doing it together. It's that whole live well together. We're, you know, partnering together and encouraging each other and giving each other ideas and accountability. And we've got the Marco Polo groups and all of that. And it's super fun. So if you're like down with this and you want to make 21 different, come join us in Patreon, patreon.com/livewelltogether. But what I'm going to present you today is basically the webinar, and I'm going to kind of challenge you to this, Katie, because you always tell me like you need me to lay out how to do it.
Yep.
And then you run with that and you do a really good job of laying it out. So yeah, that's what I'm going to do today, is I'm going to walk you through the webinar. Now, if you guys want the PDF or the Trello template board that I'm talking about and I'm referring to in this episode, then you're going to want to sign up for the newsletter. You can just go to mackenziekappa.com and you'll be able to find the link there. You can go to mackenziekappa.substack.com and be able to register for that, and you will get sent all this stuff right away. It'll end up in your inbox and you will be able to get the PDF guide and all of that stuff.
Awesome. So
that's my big long-winded introduction to get into how to think about things differently. Now, this is going to be a hard episode to talk about without going into our words of the year, which is going to be next week's episode.
Okay.
Okay, well, if you want to know about our words of the year, we did reveals of them in Patreon, but we are going to go into it on the podcast as well next week. So I'm going to do my best to talk about this without like deep diving into that, which if you have been to the webinar, you know I totally talk about, and it's kind of obvious at this point, but we're going to try to save that for next week. But basically what I think we're having to do, because thinking of the big picture is so difficult right now, we have to focus more on the day in and day out. Like, how are we going to enjoy our lives right now? And then how can those things have a cumulative effect to actually create the bigger change in our life that we would want to have happen? But we're not so focused on that big change. We're focused on just doing the thing day after day after day. That then when we look back, we're like, oh, hey, look at that. There's some stuff that changed and that's great. But not being so focused on that, because that can be really discouraging.
Yeah. Growth is something I think you have to look like retrospectively. You can't, you know, like if you weigh yourself every day, it's harder to see any change rather than just like once a month and reflect back and be like, oh,
yeah,
I had success this month, even if it was only 1 pound. That's a pound. Yeah. But if you do it every day, it's harder to measure, you know,
you
growth.
Have to do the little things every day that get you towards that weight loss or that bigger goal. So instead of being so focused on, I want to lose 5 pounds, you would say, okay, these are the things that I am going to work into the fabric of my day that are going to make me a healthier person day in and day out, that then you can look back at the end of the month and be like, oh, look, not only did I feel good every day, but this is the cumulative effect that I'm having, and I'm overall feeling so much better and I've lost weight. You know,
if that's a great way to give that analogy. I think that because we make that end goal something we think we can measure, and that is not how this process works.
Yeah. We need to enjoy the everyday, like the feeling good every day, and not so much just be celebrating on the day when we hit that big milestone that we were aiming for. So my first step in this whole process, here's where my analytical 3 efficiency minded brain starts kicking in, where I create plans for all of us. So basically, step one is the brain dump. You can't get where you're going if you don't know where you already are. And so I encourage people in the guide to get out, you know, your notebook or your scratch paper or whatever that you're not going to feel precious about. Like, you're not trying to make this look pretty. The only thing in this process that I think you should have that is of high quality is your writing implement, because you should just always have a good pen. That's just kind of a good idea.
Yeah.
But yeah. And I think that the Energel pens are the best. So I'm just going to throw that out there. Ladies, New Year's is just days away, and I know a lot of us are thinking about being as healthy as possible, taking care of our families in as healthy a way as possible, and that includes everything from protecting us from germs, as well as making sure that we're using products that are clean and non-toxic, especially in our skin, because it's our biggest organ. It's where we absorb the most things that can affect our health, and I want the best for both me and my kids, and that is why we have recently started using Pipette. Pipette is a clean baby and mom care brand with a mission to give every family the best start. Pipette has quickly become a customer favorite for its ultra gentle baby lotions, oils, and washes, but they also have a lot of great products for moms. I love their relaxing body wash. They've got a really great overnight face mask. They've just got a lot of things to really take care of you and your kiddos and make you feel a little bit pampered. So Pipette sets the standard of clean and best performing products. This is super important because while the FDA bans only 12 potentially harmful ingredients, I know it's kind of a joke, in skincare products, Pipette bans more than 2,000 of these ingredients, ensuring its products are safe, effective, and use only non-toxic ingredients. Pipette's products are also EWG verified, vegan, hypoallergenic, sustainable, and pediatrician and dermatologist approved. Now, I want to tell you about their hand sanitizer because a lot of us are using it probably more than we ever have before, and Pipette has a great little version. It's $5, it's fragrance-free, and it uses similar ingredients to its other products like squalane, which is derived from sugarcane, and glycerin, so it's really going to take care of your hands well. But it also has an antimicrobial sanitizer that contains 65% ethyl alcohol, which actually exceeds the CDC's recommendation of 60% alcohol in hand sanitizers for effectiveness. So it eliminates 99.99% of many of the harmful germs and bacteria that are out there. Your skin stays protected and soft. It's a non-sticky, lightweight gel that absorbs super quickly, and it's safe and healthy for the whole family. So if you want to get your hands on some of these Pipette products to help your family be a little bit more conscious about your skincare this year and be able to get a great hand sanitizer, then visit pipettebaby.com and get 30% off by using the code LIVEWELL. Again, that's PIPETTEBABY.com and use the code LIVEWELL to get 30% off. So on that scratch paper, you just start writing down what your life currently feels like descriptive words. Is it chaotic? Is it peaceful? Is it beautiful? Is it ugly? Is it, you know, whatever it is, start writing down what your life currently feels like. You're not thinking about yet what you want it to feel like. You just really want to describe where you're currently at. And then I want you to work through like a series of ideas that like different areas of your life and kind of do an assessment on those, where you're currently at in these areas, what's working, what's not working. So I have them all in the PDF guide, but it's like physical wellness. So that would include your fitness, your food, your skincare, your water, your supplements, your sleep. Like think through all of those things. How are you doing in all of those areas? And then of course that affects your mental and your emotional health, just like your mental and emotional health also affect your physical wellness. So you think about that, you know, where are you struggling? What thought patterns keep emerging? Do your emotions change throughout the day and month? Which this is something we're going to do that's kind of fun in Patreon in January, is we're actually going to be tracking what is happening with our bodies and our emotions and our minds and our hormones and all of that throughout the month. So we just like get a really good handle on what our bodies are doing and how our brains are kind of linked to that, so we can use that information to work smarter the rest of the year. So I just think that's going to be fun.
It is.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really insightful for us all to kind of like get to know ourselves better and listen to our bodies a little bit better. But so some other areas that you need to assess and really think about are like your spiritual health, if that's been impacted by 2020, your relationships, finances, home tasks, routines, hobbies, your reading life, your learning, your listening and your watching, your work, like all of those things, really take the time to deep dive on. And then think about what you actually have control over in your life. So, you know, this is going to be different for everybody because everybody has different lives with young kids or older kids or whatever. But, you know, I put some ideas in the guide. So like, can you control how you get ready in the morning or what time you wake up? Some people can't because their kids wake them up, but maybe you do have control over that. Or do you have control over the people you associate with or your attitude or the atmosphere of your home, the kinds of content you consume? Do you have pockets of time throughout your day where you actually have full control of that time and can do with it whatever you want or need to do? Do you have control over the food that's being eaten or you are eating or you are creating for your family or yourself? What things do you actually have control over? And then assessing how you are using your time currently, which can be a painful thing to look at. But maybe just take a couple of days to map out actually what you're doing with your time on a daily basis. So I think doing all of these things and brain dumping about it and thinking about it gives you a good basis to work from, of realizing where you're at and where you're having both success and not so much success.
That was gentle.
Thank you. I was trying there. I almost used a different word, but I'm trying. So I think that is kind of the basis to get started from.
Wow, that's rich. Well, that's loaded. Like, yeah. I mean, and it sounds like a really good like overhaul that we should all be doing, but like you're challenging me to actually do it. So
yeah,
I mean, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's a good idea for us to do at the end of any year or at the close of anything in our lives, just to kind of look back and get a good sense of where we're at, because like you can be presented with the best map available, but if you don't know where you're at on the map, how do you get where you're going? Like, it just doesn't make sense to try to dive into being visionary when you don't know where you're starting from.
Yeah.
And I think especially, like, I hear so much from moms who, you know, have really little kids or, you know, just had a baby or whatever. And they're like, you know, how do I do all these things? Well, first of all, you're not going to just get that out of your mind right now. Like, this isn't the season to be taking on all the big projects, and you're going to kind of lose yourself for a while. That's true, but it's not going to be gone forever. And you have to learn how to live well in this season and in today, right now. And that's why I kind of like this idea of tracing all these goals back, because it's almost like we're all dealing with toddlerhood and babyhood right now with the way our lives have been impacted by things outside of our control. And so if we can focus more on, well, how can I realistically live well today? And then that's going to have an effect down the road, but how can I realistically live well today? Then we don't have to be so frustrated all the time.
Yeah, it's so wise.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, really, it just seems like you're speaking truth.
Well, thank you. I feel like we all need like a little bit of a reality check about goals, because I just think we're at this time where so much is having to be reassessed about our lives. And this is one of those things that I just don't think we can do the same as we've always been doing it.
Yeah.
So then the next step, step two, is envision, to now think about the life that you want right now. So what are the practices that you can incorporate into your life on a daily, weekly, monthly basis that are going to have a cumulative effect, but you can think about kind of just what you want your day to day to be like. And so you need to write down what you want your life to feel like. So do those descriptive words again. You know, if it was frustrating and chaotic, and those were the kinds of words that you were writing down when you were assessing where you're at right now, think about what you actually want it to feel like. And I think another thing you can do here is pick your word of the year, because it really is kind of a guiding theme that is going to affect all the other steps of your planning and how you want your life to feel on a daily basis. I mean, if you pick the word hustle, you're going to have a very different year than somebody who picks the word slow. You know, it's a really guiding thing to think about and let formulate your year before you make any decisions about what all those practices are that you want to be in your life. You got to decide what even types of practices you want to incorporate, because what your friend who has the word hustle is doing shouldn't be what you then think, well, I need to do that too. You need to figure out what you want your life to feel like and where you feel like it's going for this next year.
Okay.
So step three is practices versus projects, because I think that we're thinking about doing this on a daily basis. So we need to have these practices that we are putting into place that just become habits and routines, you know, those things that become a part of our daily life that are going to have that cumulative effect, but they're the way we want to live right now. I think of practices as, and I have this in the PDF, but they're the building blocks of our well-lived lives. They're the rhythms and routines that we regularly engage in to care for ourselves, those around us, and our work.
Whoa, okay.
So it's not just necessarily, you know, the practices over, I'm going to wash my face every day, which is a thing you should be doing for yourself. If you've listened to me for any length of time, you know that. But it's all those different things. They don't have to be pretty or beautiful. They can be the, you know, I need to do this thing for my job every day or whatever. But they're those little tasks or those little things that become a part of our overall day. And then there's projects, which these are things that just because we're focusing on the daily doesn't mean we still don't have these bigger projects that we want or need to get done. Those are still very much a thing in our life. But instead of those being like the big goals that you're hanging your hat on for 21, I think you should just go ahead and make your list of everything that you need to get done. And I think of the projects as the isolated one-time tasks that once accomplished are going to make your practices more easily achievable. So if one of the practices that you want to really work on adopting in 21 is making sure that your kitchen is, you know, cleared of clutter and all, you know, put together and clean at the end of the night before everybody goes to bed, it's going to make sense that you have organized your kitchen and your pantry and your junk drawers and all of those kinds of things, because it's going to make it easier for you to carry out your daily practice of getting things put away and tidied up. So those projects are still there, but they're just kind of those one-time things that you need to find the room for. They're going to make your practices easier.
Okay.
So in this step, you're going to list out those projects and you're going to list out the practices that you want to incorporate. You go back to that list of things, all those different categories where you saw where you were at, and you can decide like, well, I'm doing okay in this category, or maybe I just want to add one more thing, or maybe I want to remove something. Like, you figure out what all of those practices are that you want to be a part of your daily life and put them all down on the paper. Every single thing that you can think of that you really personally want to have in your life. Put it all down, then go back and be realistic and decide like, oh, I'm probably not going to start out the year working out an hour every day. Maybe you scale that down to, I'm going to do 10-minute yoga routine. Maybe you scale that down to, I'm going to do one push-up every day. Kendra Adachi talks about this in her book, The Lazy Genius Way. Maybe you just say, I'm going to do one push-up because I know at the end of a month, I can have success in the fact that I actually did one push-up every single day. Make those pieces small enough and realistic enough that they're actually doable. Mm-hmm. And this can take some practice to be able to scale them down to a realistic size and a realistic amount. It also may mean that you've got to come to terms with the fact that it's not all going to happen on January 1st. Like, you may need to filter in some of these practices over time as some of the other ones become more rote. I think that's really important that we have a healthy dose of realism around this stage.
Yeah.
And I think another thing that will help you to be more successful with adopting these practices is to do as much kind of planning in advance for them as you can, which I know is a shocker. But thinking about things like attaching them to a certain time of day. So, you know, morning routines and evening routines, or attaching them to a task that you are already doing and is part of your life already. Like, the more that you can decide about the practice that you're wanting to adopt ahead of time, the more likely you are to follow through with it in the moment. So if you want to do one push-up every day, you decide when and where you are going to do that one push-up every day. If you are wanting to, you know, start writing for 5 minutes a day to adopt a writing practice, you're going to decide what you need. You know, are you going to do it in a journal with a pen and your journal, or are you going to do it on the computer? And you have those things set in a place that's easy for you to get to at the time that you want to do it. So decide in advance how to actually make these practices happen in your life. And as you do that, you may realize like, oh, I don't have room for the 85 new practices that I want to have, because they don't actually fit into your life. Like, you have to figure out when that's really going to happen. So are you tracking with me?
I'm tracking.
Okay. I feel like I mean, obviously I'm doing so much talking because I'm basically giving you a personal webinar, but
I'll take it.
Feel bad.
Oh, don't feel badly. Okay. I love it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that's kind of like the big planning things for what you want your day to look like. And I think once you have figured out those practices and kind of how you want your day-to-day to look, and you have laid that out, that is what I call the live well day. Like, that is kind of the ultimate day that you are aiming for. But guess what? That's not going to happen a lot of the time.
Yeah. You're
not going to hit all of those things every day. And that was something that I loved about Robin Conley Down's book, The Feel Good Effect, where she talked about consistency and success is actually if you are doing it 2/3 of the time, not 100% of the time, because that's unrealistic for everyone. But if you're doing it 2/3 of the time, that is a reasonable goal to be achieving in your regular life, where you don't have to feel bad if you miss a day or two. You keep picking back up and going because 2/3 is considered successful.
Yeah. And I think we really need to keep that in mind as we're doing things. Hey, ladies, confession time. I'm in a major slump on cooking for my family this fall and winter. I just don't want to do it anymore. I don't know if it's because everyone's around all the time and I'm having to provide them with three meals every day and I'm just sick of it or what, but I have found myself turning to takeout far too often or buying a lot of groceries that I don't end up actually following through and cooking the food that I plan to cook because it just feels like too much work and too much of a hassle to try to figure all out. And that is where HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit, has been my savior. You guys, when that box shows up on my doorstep and I'm completely burnt out, I know that not only have they done the meal planning for me, but they've sent me the exact right amount of every ingredient that I need. Everything's already pre-portioned. I'm not overbuying everything. I'm not going to be throwing away a bunch of stuff that I've wasted. And I love that they're all packaged together in little bags. So I just pull out the bag to do my cooking and I know that all of these meals are going to come together in about 30 minutes or less, which if I'm being honest is like the max cap of time that I want to be spending in the kitchen these days. I just don't want to do it. But when HelloFresh shows up at my door, I suddenly feel capable again. And I feel like I have the energy to take on this task because someone has done all the hard work for me. And it has been a total game changer more than any other time in my life. I love that they have a ton of different options to be able to choose from. Low-cal, carb smart, vegetarian. I got a family-friendly one. So my kids loved all the meals. We made Gouda burgers and this fantastic chicken pasta. And I love that HelloFresh offers 23 plus recipes each week. So they're featuring a range of flavors, cuisines, and ingredients. So you never get bored with what shows up at your door. HelloFresh offers the flexibility you need with customizing your orders every week. So you can easily change your delivery days or food preferences and skip a week whenever you need to. I just think you can't really go wrong with HelloFresh. So go to HelloFresh.com/livewell10 and use the code LiveWell10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/LiveWell10, use code LiveWell10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping, and take some of the stress off of your plate in 2021. That's kind of what this step is based on. You have your Live Well day where you're like, okay, I'm rocking it. But if that's not going to happen, then maybe you need to have a backup plan. That is step four, where, you know, you have your, well, anyway, day, which is also the name of my newsletter. But it's like the Live Well day didn't quite happen. But here's kind of the base level things that I know I need to do in order to at least go to bed and feel like, okay, well, it could have been worse. Like at least, at least I washed my face, or at least I washed a dish, or like, what is it that you need to be able to say at the end of your day? Well, it wasn't a total loss. Yeah. I think that that's a really good thing to figure out. So you don't just feel completely defeated when you don't hit that pinnacle of a day. There's some other backup plans, though, that I think that we can be considering for bigger things that can throw a wrench in the system. And I like to think of these as kits that are kind of like your backup plan kits for when things are going down the tubes and you need to be able to bring in some reinforcements that you might not otherwise be prepared for, but you're going to get on top of at the beginning of this year. So things like a stomach bug kit. So, you know, you get a plastic bin and you put in there, you know, chicken broth and activated charcoal and a bowl and some Pedialyte or like, what's the stuff I actually drink instead of Pedialyte? What is it called? Oh, we're doing really well today, guys. The liquid IV, like you have some liquid IV packets in there. You have maybe some popsicles like Otter Pops that you can throw in the freezer that aren't normally with all the other ones that your kids are going to just blow right through. You know, you have some things on hand. So especially if you're the one that goes down with the sickness, you don't have to worry about getting to the store or doing anything. Like you've kind of got what you need to get through that. And you've thought of it.
It's a great idea. Yeah.
Or like same thing with like a cold kit, that you've got the cold medicine on hand and the Kleenex and the, you know, whatever it is that you take care of a cold with. Having some meal kit ideas thought of that, you know, you're not always going to have to turn to getting takeout or whatever. You've always got that thing in the freezer or that thing in the pantry that you can turn to. Someone's on kind of like a different vein of thought is like the emergency movie night kit. Like you've got set aside where your kids aren't going to know about it. You've always got that extra popcorn and red vines and, you know, whatever it is you need to kind of, if everybody's been going in different directions and you need to pull everybody back together and have some fun, that you can surprise them that you've got this, or like a game night kit or whatever, kind of thrown together to be able to pull everybody back together again.
Yeah, great idea.
Or even like a bad day kit. Like I've got my normal spot that I keep my chocolate, but if things are really dire and I've run out or whatever, to know that I've always got a backup kit where maybe I've got in there, you know, some Epsom salts in case I've run out, and a Chill Factor quick stick from Care Of, and the chocolate, and maybe Kleenex, and, you know, like, what do I need to like pamper myself a little bit in an emergency situation?
Like, yep.
Making sure you have those backup things, or the caring for a friend kit, or even like my girls, they know that we have the heartbreak protocol. Like anytime one of us is gonna have our heart broken, we get ice cream, we watch a chick flick, we have also tissue and chocolate available. Like those are, we make sure that even if, you know, my 6-year-old has some little boy at school who says something mean to her or whatever, we've got the heartbreak protocol where we get these things into place. I'm not joking. So it's just, you know, good to guide them in these self-care things from a young age. So you've got your backup plans, and that's kind of like all the planning that you're going to do for 21. Now there's the process of carrying it out. And I think this is the step, and we kind of talked about it at the beginning of this, but I think this is kind of where the magic lies, and it's the tracking your progress. And this is, I'm going to actually do it in a happy planner this year, which I know, shocker, because I have gone so full digital, but I'm not using this to plan what I'm doing. I'm using this to keep a record of what I have done. So I can use this space, which is kind of nice because it's a defined amount of space. I can't go on for pages, and I don't feel the pressure of having to go on for pages, but it's just taking note every day of, well, how did I do on the things that I was setting out to do? What happened? What didn't happen? What can I tweak? How have things changed? What am I feeling like? I can put all of those things down in that spot. It doesn't have to be complicated, but just kind of getting down, well, what did I actually accomplish today? And then the next day doing the same thing. And I think that we're so easy to forget what we've actually accomplished, or to think that we haven't come as far as we have. And I think it's even that idea of like when God told the Israelites they had to build altars in the desert, because they're like, he's like, you're not going to remember what happened here and what I did for you. You need to pile up some rocks so that you're going to see it and be like, oh yeah, look at that. Look how far we've come. And I remember that especially in my homeschooling days, I would get to the end of a month and be like, well, I guess we didn't learn anything this month. Like, I can't think of a single thing that we actually did. But then when I actually started keeping track of what we were doing on a daily basis, I would look back and remember and be like, oh yeah, I guess we did learn some stuff. Like, I guess it wasn't a total bust. But until I actually started keeping track, I would not remember. I had no kind of rubric to keep that had any proof. And I think just that tracking alone is so encouraging to us to keep going when we can start to see the progress that is being made by just doing very small things every day, that in and of itself is the motivator and encouragement to keep walking forward and to keep doing these little daily pursuits.
I totally agree. And I think just that was so revolutionary in my homeschool when you shared that and actually writing down what you did instead of checking boxes off of what you know, something says you should accomplish.
Yeah.
That's taking ownership, and that's like hunting for the good of what you did do, putting something down, like being kind to yourself, showing progress. And then that adds up and it's momentum, like you're saying. And so I think that's just brilliant. And to apply it to this area, I'm starting to feel excited.
Yeah, I am too, because I think that, you know, there's a lot of things that I want to put into my life for practices that I'm really going to be trying to stay on top of in 21. And it can feel a little defeatist, like, well, what's the point? It's just like doing it day in and day out. But when you can actually go back, and maybe this is the three in me, and I just want to see, like, look, I get the award because I did it. Like, my happy planner will be the reward that I need of like showing me, look, you're showing up mattered. It is making a difference. Yeah. It's making a difference to how you feel that day, but it's also making a difference over time, which I think is what we really all want to see happen.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about it. And there's a way in the Trello board that you can get by signing up for the newsletter. I've got every day of the year on that Trello board, and you can go in and track it in there, or you can use a journal or a tracking phone on your app, or a tracking app on your phone, or a planner or whatever. Just find the way that you feel like is going to work best for you to keep, you know, it kind of in the forefront of your mind.
Okay.
Ladies, it's my favorite time of the year, New Year's. I think there's nothing better than it. I love creating a plan and figuring out how I'm going to rock my life in the next year. And we all are looking forward to a fresh start of putting 2020 behind us and moving forward into 21. And one of the things that a lot of us are wanting to focus on is our health and wellness, just for the sake of actually feeling better in our bodies. I know I have really been focusing on that over the last couple of months. And one of the companies that I have been utilizing to help me do that, that I've been paying my cash money for these products, is Keon. They have got so many great supplements. They are constantly coming out with new ones, and I use them on a daily basis just to help boost my immune system and my general wellness. I think they are so well researched and thought out, and they really don't come out with a product until they are really solidly ready to be putting it out to market. A couple of my favorite things that I use from Keon are their Keon Immune Vitamin C Plus Zinc Pills. I take a couple of those every single day just to help stay on top of my immunity. I love their Keon Omegas. I feel like they help my brain to function better. And I absolutely love their coffee. You guys, they have got the cleanest fair trade coffee. They even thought about how to package the coffee in the most effective way so that the coffee stays completely clean and doesn't have any added extra chemicals or anything. There's no mold, there's no fungus, there's no any of that stuff that you want to avoid in your coffee. It is just good, clean, smooth tasting coffee. They've got both decaf and regular. It is my favorite. It makes me feel like an adult when I make it in my little French press. So you should definitely head to getkeon.com/livewell, and using that code livewell is going to give you 15% off your first order. To check out all of the different products that they have, like I said, you're going to want to stay on top of what they're coming out with, because they constantly have new amazing products that they are releasing. And I think this is one of the number one companies that you can be utilizing their supplements to really feel better in 2021. So again, go to getkeon.com/livewell and be able to get 15% off your first order. That is step five. And then step six is come together. So it's, I have another song reference. Are you ready for it?
Yes. Ready.
People who need people. I couldn't help myself. And I just put it on the PDF, and people probably just aren't going to even appreciate that it's there. But it is there. And I think that where the magic is in the tracking, so we can really see the progress, I think that that final linchpin of accountability is really the thing that pushes a lot of us into carrying out what we say we're going to do. And it's a lot harder to come together with people right now, but whether it is just talking with a friend on Marco Polo, or Zooming with a group of ladies once a month, or, you know, whatever it is that you need to put into your life so that you are talking to, either one person or a group of people about what you're trying to do and what you actually are doing and maybe where you're struggling. I mean, I can't tell you the number of times that I have talked to Katie about something and she's given me a totally different perspective than I would have had on my own. I mean, like every day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but that's, I think, what people do for each other when you speak it out. Yeah. Like when it's stuck in your head, when it's lodged there, you don't have perspective. Sometimes just saying it out loud is like, oh.
Yeah. Well, and when you find friends who you can trust and who have very different perspectives than you do, that is gold. Because so much of the time that I tell you something, when you come back with your answer, it is so far from anything I would have ever thought of on my own. And I'm so appreciative because it's usually also a lot more grace-filled than I am with myself.
That's true.
Yes. No, that's true. You're like, oh boy. Yeah. Don't open the doors.
And I think I say sometimes, like, be nice to you. Like, be kind. I like you. Be nice to you.
Which is always still a shocker for me. I'm like, you do? Why? 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 That's so silly of you. But thanks. But yeah, so I think that people need to find their person or their people. And if you don't have that person or people, we've got them for you. You're going to want to come join us in Patreon. I know that's a shocker, but you guys, we have Live Well groups that are set up for this so that you will connect with other women who are doing the same thing and they're trying to live this out. And they're the most gracious, wonderful, fun ladies on the planet. I just love our ladies who are in the Live Well Together community. So we've got these groups that you can participate in Marco Polo. You can witness Katie and I behind the scenes on Marco Polo, making fools of ourselves regularly. Mm-hmm. We've got two mini casts that come out every month where we challenge each other to do things in our lives. We've got the daily live videos where I really make a fool of myself. I mean, yeah, it's unscripted. So just, you're going to want to come and join and be like, what weird thing is she going to say today? We've got monthly Zoom coaching calls. We've got our Facebook community, which has a ton of discussion and interaction with everyone. There's just a lot there. I feel like it's really kind of fleshed out into a pretty cool group that we've got going on over there.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I think this year, just like, I think we've really been hitting our stride this fall and winter into making it something just really like consistent and fun and helpful. And I think that's going to continue as we really, like I said, we're going to be tracking how we're feeling, getting to know our bodies and our everything going into 2021. So it's a good time.
Very exciting.
Yeah. So patreon.com/livewelltogether. I'll say it again, but that's the final piece, is making sure you have someone. And Katie, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say, I think I probably know who you will use for accountability.
Yeah.
Just maybe it's me.
Check.
Yeah. My mom recently said, well, she's obsessed with this podcast, which it kind of cracks me up because I'm like, of all the podcasts, for my mom to suddenly become like literally borderline obsessed with, this was not what I thought she would ever go with, but she is. And because normally she listens to like wellness podcasts and wellness YouTube and Mackenzie, have you learned this new vitamin that's going to make you not get Alzheimer's at 57? And you know, I'm like, I don't have time to watch that. You just like watch it and give me the distilled down version. Thanks, Mom. But she's obsessed with this podcast by Sean Hayes. Oh, what's his name? Jason Bateman.
Oh,
and it's got a lot of language, guys, just know that. It's called Smartless. Anyway,
she's
obsessed. And I said, I don't have the time right now like I used to have. You know, last year I had this crazy round trip of 2 hours of driving every morning to take everybody to school. And so I just don't have the bandwidth to be listening to all the podcasts this year.
Yeah.
And She was like, no, you don't need to. You just listen to it in bite-sized chunks when you're getting ready in the morning. And I was like, well, but I'm doing other things while I'm getting ready in the morning. And she's like, what could you possibly be doing while you're getting ready?
I'm like, I know what you're going to say.
I am Marco Polo and Katie. Like, it is my extroverted way to start the day. I need talk to her about everything that happened the night before when she was asleep at 4:30.
Yeah, but, I'm a grandma. Yes. My hours are ridiculous.
Yeah, they were ridiculous to begin with. And then after you got your bakery job, all was lost. All was lost.
It really is. I start winding down when it gets dark and it's winter. So.
So it's getting dark at 4, guys. 3:30, sort of. We hit what? The first day of winter and like, well, by the time this comes out, it will have been winter officially for a while. Katie says goodbye. I don't know what you're going to do in the summer. You're going to need a really good blackout mask.
So I know. Or when we have sports again or anything else in the evenings, I'm in trouble.
You're in big trouble. It's a good thing it started now.
Yeah.
But yes, it's true. I told that big, long, winding story to say, I talk to you in the morning. And
that's
when we do a lot of processing about our lives.
It's we do.
Talk therapy.
Yeah. And luckily, I'm sharp and awake. And I've been awake for hours. Sometimes I'm catching you right as the day strikes.
Yes. Like literally as I'm getting out of bed. And I'm like, I just pulled back the covers. I'm making my way to the bathroom.
And I'm 6 cups of coffee in. Yeah, so
you're like just getting home and you're seat and you're whatever. And I've got like my hair all nuts and sand in my eyes and I've got my phone hanging on my mirror. I'm like, just give me a second. I'm working on it. I just heard about every pastry that you made.
I know.
No, but I love it. I love when you tell me what you had to troubleshoot that morning. Like, they were missing croissants, so I couldn't make the sandwiches, but I did the turnovers. And I'm like, it's mesmerizing. And then I get pictures. It's like,
I do.
Yep. I get to live vicariously through all your bakeriness. Because it's like that part where I'm like, oh, that looks fun, but it doesn't.
So yeah, you like, don't have to do it really and you still get to enjoy and experience it. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. So it's great. But yeah, so everybody needs to get themselves a Katie. And if you're looking for one, we'll work on providing you one in the Patreon community. So she's enjoying the light.
But that's so funny.
That's my process. So where are you going to take it,
Ms. Yeah, Ms. I'm curious to see. Well, I've already been thinking which pen, which notebook.
Yes.
So that process is beginning. And I will need a candle, a quiet space, a coffee. I probably won't do it at home. I do not want to be interrupted or distracted. So that was second. Like, where can I go? Am I just going to be in my car?
With that heated seat.
That would be fine. I spent a lot of time doing some good thinking there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I'm already moving forward. I can't wait to see the PDF and the Trello board sounds awesome. I'm way more paper than digital. So, but I like I like to be well set up on digital so that it runs kind of without me, you know, reminders and I don't mind updating stuff. I just don't want to reinvent the wheel every time I need to do something on digitally.
Yeah.
But I can communicate with everybody in my family that way. And it makes sense. But this will definitely be, I can't wait. Like the paper process. And for me, like writing it in my own hand, like whatever those words are, boy, they lock into my brain. I can see it. And so that's part of the process, right? I mean, it's just like getting it outside of your head so you can see it and then process it and do something with it.
There truly is something to us processing things by actually writing it down. I mean, there is research behind that. And I do want to clarify that, like, I'm still doing all my planning digitally. Like, I'm still huge fan of Google Calendar. I will still be planning out my week on Trello. Like anything, excuse me, like anything moving forward, it's still all digitally planned. For me, it's this tracking and the remembering that I want to do with my actual hands on paper.
Yeah, I like that. I like that you're combining that.
Yeah, I think it'll be really good.
Yeah.
And kind of a fresh way and getting to kind of do almost something more creative again by actually writing things down. And not that I'm probably not going to be spending all the time doing the washi tape and the stickers and all that like I used to, but it still feels more artistic to be writing it down and creative.
Yeah.
So
totally.
Yeah. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a good year. I hesitate to even say those words.
I feel like that's been broken. Like our trust in, oh, is it? No. Well, we've been burned.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to live well anyway.
We're going to live well anyway.
Really learn how to do that in 21. So,
because there's only so much we can control, like you're saying, in the planning process. And that's what we have to turn our attention to, not more global things, but like, get smaller and look at your own life, look within and move it out so you can see it and then do something with what you can.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Katie. Well, I'm going to be working on this process this week leading up to New Year's Eve. And I can't wait to hear about how yours is going. You're definitely going to have to Marco Polo me in the behind the scenes group.
Yeah, I will.
See where you end up.
Okay. But,
I think it's going to be a good deal. And we'll be back next week talking about our words of the year.
Oh,
Katie's
my goodness.
Is great and mine is awful. So there's a preview.
It's
going to
be official.
It's going to be official. It's not just going to have been out to the Patreon community. It'll be on the interwebs of forever.
Yep.
All right. All right. I will talk to you again next week.
Okay.
In 2021. Okay, ladies, I really hope that you found that episode to be just super helpful. Again, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to get a hold of me. Instagram is a great place to find me at Mackenzie Coppa. Of course, you can get that free PDF guide and the Trello template that I talked about just by subscribing to my newsletter. So you can go to mackenziecoppa.substack.com to be able to get registered for that, and you will get all of those things directly in your inbox. And of course, we would love to have you join us in Patreon. Really just take that next step. Just dive in and come and join us. We've got all of the resources there. We go even more in depth in that group. We give each other ideas. There's so much encouragement. There's just so much accountability, and they're wonderful ladies. We would love to have you be a part of that group. So come live well anyway with us in Patreon in 2021. Go to patreon.com/livewelltogether. It is the perfect time to come over there because, you know, planning is my jam. And New Year's, it is all about the planning. So patreon.com/livewelltogether. I can't wait to see you there and start getting to know you. All right, until next year, go be bold and gracious.